Lord Jesus, I want to say thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for what you were already doing in this place this morning. Thank you for your anointing, your presence here, Lord. Thank you for the great praise and worship we had with the manifestation of your love, your presence here in this place, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to give, Lord, because you made us givers, not takers, givers. So thank you so much. It's a privilege for us, Lord. You are already moving in this place, touching our hearts and opening our hearts and ears to hear your message this morning. So thank you, Lord, for your presence here. Thank you, Lord, for using me to deliver your message, what is in your heart. Not in my heart, it's in your heart. I just want to reproduce what is in your heart, Lord. So thank you so much for bringing us here. This is the best place to be. So thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yes, we are in the best place, which is the presence of the Lord. Amen. This message is, because it's the first service, the first Sunday of the year. And it's a little bit funny because, you know, those magazines, fashion magazines, or they always have the 10 advices or tips for you to have a great 2019. And I don't read those magazines, okay? So, like, so talking about actors, actresses, and gossips. But, you know, I know that happened all the time. And people really like and believe. And say, oh, no. And people make promises. They always make promises. So 2019, I'm going to start a new diet. That's the first one for everybody. I will start exercising. I will give more. I will spend more time with my family. I will spend more time. I will serve the church. Somebody was, I was fellowshipping with a family, and he said, really serious, this year I will start volunteering in a hospital or somewhere because I need to do something. I need to do something good for the society. So promises and people want to do things. And I say, yes, Pastor Delson has maybe 10 advices for the Church of Christ. And I was praying and asking the Lord. I'm not going to preach about, you know, what you should do this year. That's, you know, God will put in your heart. If you want to start be on a diet, good for you. If you want to exercise, if you want to go more to visit people, family, this is good. That's good things to do. But because God is, He wants us to grow in Him. And I'm saying, let's everybody make promises right now, all together. Holy, no. Whatever you have in your heart. But this point I have here, it's very important to make us stronger and take things out of our shoulder that sometimes is holding us back. When I say holding us, it's the Church of Christ. He wants us to grow, church. God wants us to build that relationship with Him. There's no other word that comes into my heart other than this one. He wants us to seek Him with all our hearts. Because this is the only way for us to grow and to fulfill what He wants us to fulfill on this earth before He comes. It's really important. So I have 10 points here, 10 advices. I'm not a magazine. I'll go downstairs. I don't like gossip. But I think this is very important. Like I said before, for a few people, I don't know if I'm going to finish this today. Maybe I can finish next week. Then I will encourage you to come next week as well. And I will encourage you to make a promise. Yeah, I will. Maybe you can set up your alarm clock 15 minutes before. Because these guys are doing a great job here. They are leading us to praise and worship the Lord. So instead of coming 9, 10, 15, 20, 25, maybe you can come 10 to 10 or 5 to 10. It's just what I would like to see happening in this church. And when we start the service, everybody's here already And you can join us in prayer here. It's going to be great. If you can do that, it's going to be great. Amen? First one. And I think this is the first one because it's the one of the most important one. And we need to, I will spend a little bit more time in this one. Keep your heart away from pride. That's important. No, I'm not like that, Pastor. Pride. I've heard of pride is the original sin, is the first one, is what made the devil devil. When Lucifer had pride in his heart and said, I can be like God, I can sit on his throne, I can sit in higher position, I can take it, I can be God. Pride. So, when I was reading about pride, and one thing came to my heart, pride precedes destruction. And sometimes I know I'm so humble. But sometimes we are not and we don't see. Because one thing, and I think it's the first thing, make people pride is when they are not able to see their own mistakes. They don't see their mistakes. So they feel like I'm better than you because I know you have mistakes, I don't. And Proverbs 8:13 says, I hate pride and arrogance. This is the Lord speaking. So he said, I hate pride. And Ezekiel 28:2 says, in the pride of your heart, you say, I am a God. This is God talking about Lucifer. He thought he was God and he could be in God's position. There's so many other ones. Proverbs 16:5 said, everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. So that's why it's not a good thing before the Lord. He doesn't like proud in heart. Is an abomination to the Lord. And three things I put together that it's very important for the Lord doesn't really want. When people don't see their own mistakes. So we know sometimes it's hard because we do things we think is right, we think we are doing right, and we don't see, like, you know, the scripture in Matthew would take the stick from your eyes to be able to see better. I have this scripture here. I'm going to read later. But one thing I believe was God put this scripture in 2 Samuel 12. When Nathan, he rebukes David. Remember the story when David saw Bathsheba? She was taking showers. Whoa, he saw her and he called her, someone to bring her. And he slept with her. And she was married. She was married. But David couldn't see his mistake for him because he was like God. He was like king. He has all power, authority. And something that happens, sometimes I think, we said, no, Pastor, when you get closer to the Lord, when you grow, when you get in that higher position, we said, the pride won't touch my life anymore. But why we see so many big guys, big leaders falling? And I remember when Jesus was tempted and he said, it's written. And the devil said, okay, you won this time. I'll leave you, but I will come back. And sometimes we are fighting that. We are so humble and growing. I saw leaders in Brazil that we grow together. And then they became so big. And pride came. Because now they are bigger than everyone. They are richer than everyone. So pride is dangerous, church. Precedes the falling. So it's very dangerous. And David was in that position. So he couldn't see. And that's a good example. Nathan came and told him another story, a story about a rich guy. He had so many sheep and then the cattle. and so many animals. Rich guy and the poor guy with just one lamb. He was treating like a part of the family. But when someone came, instead of and he said, "I want to offer something for this person," and instead of killing one of his animals, he killed the little lamb. David was so upset with that. How can that happen? Because sometimes we don't see our own mistakes. We see somebody else's mistakes. And I love the Lord because he knows how to deal with things. Sometimes someone comes and shows something is happening in people's lives and says, "Wow, yeah, this we should pray." Sure. And then, whoa, but it's happening in your life too. And that's what happened. So it's good for us to be more like Jesus in 2019, to start reevaluating things in our lives. Am I doing it right? Look the mirror. Sometimes we look the mirror and we see what's going on, and then 5 seconds later we forget. James talks about that. So it's dangerous. So pride is something that the Lord doesn't like at all. And David said, "Well, I want to put that guy in jail. I want to kill that guy. I'm so upset. I'm angry." And he said, "That person is you. You took someone's wife and you killed the husband to fix the situation." Man. So he opened his eyes to see his own mistake. Man, so let's see. Let's pray. Lord, there's a psalm. I don't remember which psalm it is right now. But it says, "Lord, forgive me. Even those sins that I don't know, I don't see, I don't recognize in my life." He was already, I don't say that, Lord, but sometimes I say, "Lord, show me. If I am doing something wrong, just show me. If I don't, if I cannot see, if I, no, let me know." Okay? So pride is so dangerous. The second one is that people put themselves in a superior position. So when people start putting, "So I'm better than you. I'm smarter than you. I can do more than you can do." That's dangerous. That's why some pastors has to be protected by prayer and then keep building themselves. Because when we have people like 100, 200 people come and say, "Oh, he's the guy. He is the guy. I don't want you marrying praying for me. I want a pastor praying for me." Yeah, I believe I'm anointed, but you are also anointed. You are. But if I truly believe that, no, but my anointing is stronger than yours because I have something special from the Lord. No, we are all equal. Different gifts, different assignments, but we are all equal before the Lord. Amen? We have the same anointing, the same Holy Spirit inside of us. So pride is dangerous. When you start seeing ourselves superior than the other ones. Well, worship probably is like that. So, I should do better than Alex playing drums. Yeah, no. Because why we see mistakes instead of seeing the qualities? Or, you know, usually we see mistakes in people's lives and we exalt that in our conversations. Instead of seeing the qualities, the skills, the ability, and the effort that people, the person's doing. And so we, wow, oh yeah, has some mistakes, but let's exalt the good things. And one good thing is, because when I was judging someone preaching, "I don't like this preacher. I don't like this." And when I got the microphone first time on my hands, I was shaking. My preacher was like really short. And I said, "No, I won't say it. And like, it's cool. I don't like this, my co-student. Like, no, I don't like." So when you go up to the front and teacher says, "Oh, say something. Now it's your turn." We just shake, and it's really hard. So when we experience something, then we realize that it's hard. Then we can exalt, "Wow, guys, you were doing a great job." So, okay, we are not superior to anybody. And actually, there's a scripture in Philippians 2:3 that says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves." The third thing concerning pride is people start judging others. So, judging others. We don't see our own mistakes, so we need to see that. because we don't see our own mistakes and we start thinking that we are superior of others. And the third thing God put in my heart is people start judging others. And that's so dangerous. So dangerous. We know because the Bible says in Matthew 7, this is the scripture I have. I won't read everything. Matthew 7 from 1 to 5, you can read later, talking about judge not, that you be not judged. Verse 3 says, and why do you look at this speck in your brother's eyes, but do not consider the plank in your own eyes? See, you don't see. Matthew 7, 1 to 5. It's a dentist used to say, it's like bad breath. You don't realize you have a bad breath, but someone else will realize. So people has the speck in their eyes, they don't realize they have. They have this bean skin there. They don't see that. They don't see themselves. They're judging someone's eyes. See. Oh, he has this, he has that, but they don't see themselves. And this is what it's saying. The verse 5 says, hypocrites, first remove the plank from your own eyes, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eyes. And when you see clearly, we will be able to see our own lives. I think that's why he's saying that. So now you can see, not only because the matter is not because we cannot see the mistakes. We see mistakes all the time, but usually we see people's mistakes. Now he's opened our eyes to be able to see not only their mistakes, now to see our mistakes and fix that to be more like Jesus Christ. So we need to fix. And James says that God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. So when we are humble, we have favor from the Lord. So I was saying it's so important about judging. Because when we judge someone, I would like to have Pastor Eduardo coming sometime just to preach this message about judging people. And he said something very important. He said when we are judging someone, we are standing in God's position. That's pride. Because we want to be like God, so we are acting like God now. Because He is the only one can judge you. We'll judge you. We will stand before Him. No problem. Nobody will skip from that. Everyone, Christians or non-Christians, they will stand before the Lord one day for the judgment. So, but now, and He judged through the Word. It's not our position to judge. If I see a mistake in your life and God put a word in my heart and said, pray for that person, help that person. Okay, no problem. I can use the word and say, okay, the word says don't do this because I don't worry about anything. That's I'm not judging. I'm saying, you are worrying about everything. You go to hell. So judgment. I say, no, God put in my heart to help you. And this is the scripture. And then don't worry about anything. He's providing for you everything. So we use the word to judge. We don't judge because when you judge, we have pride in our hearts. We want to be in God's position. We want to be like Lucifer. I can stand on the throne of God because now I'm superior, I'm higher, and I'm better than you, and I can judge you. No, I can't. Okay? We should come back to our position. God put us the same level. Then I can help you in love, but not judging, because we are not God. Okay? That's God's position. That's what He's supposed to do. That's a great message. Amen. Pride. First point is this. Keep your heart away from pride. The magazines, they don't talk about that. The second one is get rid of envy behavior. Envy behavior. It's kind of opposite. So you have pride. Oh, I'm better than you. I don't care about you. I'm better than you. But envy, people feel like, no, I want to have what they have. I want to have what she has. I want to, no. Of course, it's a wrong attitude that leads us to a sinful behavior. In Galatians 5 talks about that. It's not the fruit of the Spirit. No. Envy is not the fruit of the Spirit. Actually, envy is the desire of the flesh. Galatians 5, 21, probably. 19 to 21. Is your flesh. You know what's bad? Because we want increase in our lives, in every area of our lives. But the increase won't come because you envy someone else. So you know, oh, he's doing better than me. I want what he has. I want to prosper like he's prospering. I want to do this. I want, like, always focusing in someone's victories or increase. Hey, to be more like Jesus, we should face our eyes. We should focus our eyes in the Lord. And it's what you have to me, Lord. I'm glad. So the scripture says in 2 Corinthians, 1 or 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12, that says, wait, if someone is in trouble or someone is suffering, we suffer with the person. But if someone is rejoicing, or we rejoice with the person. If someone is honored, we will rejoice and be also honored. This is the way it works. We don't see someone prospering, honored, or growing in some area of their lives and say, nah, I want what they have. No. And when we do things like that, that's why it's so good to take that behave out of our lives. Because when you do things like that, that means that you are not thankful. There's no gratitude in your heart because everything you have is not good enough. Oh, God gives you a nice thing. God gives you what you were praying for. God is so happy. Like Bryce was reading, he has pleasure to give things to you, to bless you, to prosper you. He's so happy. God is rejoicing. Amen. And then we are like this. It's good, but I would like a better car. I would like a better church. I would like a better chair. I would like a better clothes. I would like a better... So no, you wouldn't. Be happy with what you have and believe for increase in your life. Amen. But the Bible talks all the time. That's why it's very important. Don't envy anything that other people has. Just be grateful what you have, with what you have. And keep moving forward. God is adding things to your life. Maybe it's not the right time. But He's going to add. Amen. You are praying, and he has such pleasure to give to you. Amen. Grateful heart. Thank you so much, Lord, for what I have right now. Lord, I want to grow. I want to have more. I want to, you know, sometimes I want to pray like he prays. I want to see people getting healed like people when he pray. I want to. So go for it. Just move forward. Because God wants to give for everyone. Everyone, the same measure we have. So if you are not growing, look to yourself and see what's happening in your life. Amen? So the second thing is this. Get rid of envy behavior. If you don't have that kind of behavior or feeling or whatever it is, if you don't wish what other people want, like to wish that you had something that other person has, or to wish that you had a quality or ability or skills or possession that other person has. Praise the Lord. We are not like that. But you can forward this message to someone else. Amen. Yeah, I always say that as a pastor, I hear things that, you know, it's unbelievable. Are you really a Christian? Because sometimes we hear things that, and people are really, like, jealous of people. Why that person? Why you gave opportunity to that person? Why? People are not seeking the Lord. They are seeking the situation. Say, oh, no, I want. People, usually they want to, in Brazil, they want to preach. When the first time, and sing. Yeah, see, the worship time, the worship side, pastor side, don't you? So people say, why? It's a new member, or not new, because, you know, people has to grow. So the newer ones, it's dangerous, because sometimes we don't give opportunities for new people, because if you give and put in a heart, in a position or certain position, pride can come to their hearts. The Bible says that. Anyway, let's keep moving. So no envy. 1 Peter 2 verse 1 says, therefore, rid yourself off of malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. And then again, 1 Corinthians 12, 26 says, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. You know, that's going to be kind of a rule for this church. When you see someone prospering, let's rejoice. Amen. Let's rejoice. When someone is suffering, when someone with problems, hey, let's get together and encourage and then get together and hold hands and hold up and then lift their hands and then give and bless the person, that family. So together, so you're, because we are suffering. I don't want to see, God don't want to see anybody suffering. As a father, I don't want to see my children suffering. But when I see Leo and Gabriella rejoicing, having fun, rejoicing, happy, and I say, wow, I'm happy too. I'm happy too. Because this is the way it works. And it works with the Lord too. He has pleasure to give to us. Then we receive and we rejoice. We won't be envy because other things, the grass of my neighbor is more green than mine. So no. This is the best one. Thank you, Lord. Maybe it's not the car you were waiting for, you want to have. You got a better one? We'll come. We'll come. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Third. This is an... I love this one. This is my advice for you for this year. Love your family. No, love everyone. Yes, love everyone. But I want to say love your family, okay? This is love your family. Because family is what we have a support for our lives. Family is so important. Oh, I don't have anybody here, just have my wife. Is your family. And we have your church family. But let's say about like the blood family now. Let me read because I put some words here and don't want to forget anything. This is the most precious possession that anyone can have. I think family is the most important thing. Actually, family is God's plans. Plan. It's His plan. He put man and woman together, you know? And we have, when you have kids, so we are family. We are together. Family is the place that brings us stability and pleasure. So spend time with your family, honor your parents, love your brothers, develop intimacy with your spouse, and leave a legacy to your children. I'll read again. Spend time with your family, a great quality of time with your family. I won't deny that sometimes we are all home. Patricia and I, Leo and Gabriella. Gabriella in her room, or maybe playing piano, keyboard, or singing, or talking with friends. Leo playing video games, or talking with Emily, or playing with Emily, or a few more friends. New generation couples. Where's Emily? Oh, I'm playing video game. We are playing video game. Where's Emily? No, she's at her home. Rodrigo is in his home. Nick is somewhere there. So there. And Patricia is in our bedroom. I'm in the living room. So, you know, sometimes that happens. But we need, once in a while, bring all together and spend time and talk and laugh. And then do things. Just roll in with your little kids. Jeff, Ardell, have a little baby now. Just play. Spend time. It's awesome. They grow. They get married really fast. Like, hey, Bryce, do you agree, Cherie? They just get married like this. Woo. So enjoy them. Spend time with them. With mom, dad. No, I can tell you. Maybe sometimes, my family. No way. My brother, my sister, my parents. No. I don't like my husband, my wife. Blah, blah. So, you know, if you want to be more like Jesus, we have to be a great influence in our families. Of course, if something's wrong, and it don't, you know, pride. Don't be pride. Oh, no, because my father made so many mistakes in life, so that's why. You know, maybe you cannot build a relationship right now, but pray for him. Love him. Talk to him if it's possible. Show that you are different now. Show that you have the love of God in your heart. You know, don't fight anymore. When one person don't want, two people don't fight. I don't know if it works here, but this is we say in Brazil. You have two people. If both wants to fight, yes, fight is going to happen. But if someone wants to fight and you turn your back and say, oh, sorry, I love you, God bless you. I want to do whatever you want. No, fight with me. No, I won't. No, okay. So no fight. No fight. Or maybe have just one punch and that's it. No fight. But love your family. This is something really important. Spend time with your family. You know, I don't really know your family. But I believe it's very important to spend time with family. No, my family is in Brazil, but I also always talk to them. The internet is a blessing. No, WhatsApp is a blessing. We can use for good purpose. No, talk with them. Okay? So it's really good to spend time together. Amen? Hallelujah. And then you have time to teach them. You have time to do. So I won't go deeper, okay? Just for you to think, meditate about it. And make your life better in 2019. Four, celebrate people. Invest. I think we're invest in the new and old relationships. Invest time. Invest prayer. Invest your money if it's necessary. Invest your love. Invest your patience. So relationship is so important. That's why I said, first family. Because family gives us support. It's that safe place for us. Every time I have something, I have to share something, I have my father. I call him and my father. But relationship is very important, church. Relationship. So every time we have someone coming to church, new person coming to church, I tell you, that's true. I see skills, I see anointing, gifts of the Spirit, I see blessings. If someone come here, new person say, maybe he's kind of recovering from drug addiction or alcohol or whatever it is. So if he's coming, God is bringing here. So let's build a relationship that we can help the person. Because behind that situation, because the devil is the influence of that situation. But behind of that situation, God has plans for their life. I always tell you that when I was doing evangelism on streets and with homeless, prostitutes, transvestites, and those kind of people said, there's the last people. There's the lower position. But when you sit for 5 minutes and talk with someone on the streets, they had a life before. They had a family before. They just made wrong choices. But now he can make or then can make a new and a better and a most important choice in their lives. That's what this evangelism is about. So it made bad decisions, and this is the result. Now, I'm here to tell you good news. If you make a good decision and give your life to Jesus, you will see the result. So when you build the relationship with people and help the person to grow, I saw people coming from the street and changing their lives and restoring their family, and so awesome. Many people I didn't see. I remember one guy was there. We prayed. He got healed. Next week, oh no, I don't have problem anymore. I'm healed. Hey, man, ministry to him. And he said, next week I went there. I said, where is the guy? So after you guys left, that night he decided to call his father to pick him up on the streets. I don't know about him anymore. But that was so awesome. We have to give value to people. We have to understand that everyone that is important to the Lord, so is important for us. If God brings someone into your life, build a relationship with the person. Maybe you are a person that you have thousands of friends. Ooh, good. Maybe you have just one or two. But, you know, enjoy that relationship. I'm saying, to have a better 2019. So it's, you know, maybe have to engage to some new group, church group, people from church. I'm not saying go and make new friends in the world. So Christian friends are good. People that believe like you believe. But it's always good to have good relationship with people. So if you have relationships, right, old friends, why not call them, hang out with them? Why not pray for them? Why not speak words of love? Why not? Oh, are you crazy? Why? So, no, I'm just building our relationship. When if you meet, God put in your heart to meet someone that's new in your life, ask the Lord how you can be a blessing to this people, to this person, okay? So I believe in my life to be better in 2019. I really want to build up relationships with my brother and sisters. I don't want only relationship as a pastor. And no, I want a relationship as friends. I love when you come, hey, pastor, my brother and pastor, my friend and pastor. So, okay, good. I'm not only your pastor. I want to be your friend. I want to be your brother. So this is what I love, to build those kind of relationships. Amen? Number five. Maybe this is going to be the last one. Then you have whole week to meditate and read again and see, and try to find new scriptures. Go to your Bible and see pride. Have many scriptures about pride and read and think and Lord and pray and about envy. Am I acting like that? Am I not grateful in my heart or thankful? And I'm always, no? Am I loving my family, loving people? Am I building relationships, new friends? And then we have time to meditate. But this one is very important too, to be able to build that relationship I'm talking about with our families and friends and church and new or old relationships. And we need to learn to release forgiveness. Forgiveness is something that will make you better in 2019. Okay, to be more like Jesus. What's your goal, Pastor? To be more like Jesus. I know I have to fix things in my life. And I will, little by little, to be more like Jesus. Amen? Release forgiveness. You know, when you forgive someone, you just become free. Nothing holding you back. Because forgiveness is something that you were carrying, and it's so heavy. That's right. That's like broken relationships for many years, and we are not able to restore that relationship because we don't forgive. And sometimes you're so proud, and you say, "No, I don't forgive." You know why? Because it was his fault. He has to come and ask for forgiveness. That's what everybody says. Yeah. Almost everybody, not us. Other people. No, but this is the first thought of everybody. Let's say that. First thought, it's not my fault. It wasn't my fault. Yeah. Husbands and wives. I remember my mom. No, I won't say anything. It was his fault. He should come and ask for forgiveness. Hey, Dad, just go there and then fix the situation. Oh, you know, I didn't say anything. It was her. So she should come and ask. Every time I ask for forgiveness, she should come and ask for forgiveness. I said, you know, can you please go together, do something? Be humble. Be humble. So forgiveness is so important. In Matthew 18, I won't read this. And that's bring to you and then putting on your shoulders so many like emotional weight. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's a garbage. Unforgiveness is garbage. Because, you know, God first, He first forgave you. You didn't deserve. I didn't deserve. When you say, I don't forget the person because that person, she doesn't deserve. He doesn't deserve. It was the same situation that God's. Can you imagine Jesus saying, "Lord, Father, God, I'm not going to die on the cross, to suffer like that, to leave my kingdom, my throne, to go to the earth, and then to save these people. They don't deserve." See yourself in that situation. Jesus said, no, even if they don't deserve, because God so loved the world, because God so loved the sinners, because God so loved us sinners, He sent His only begotten Son. And because we believed in Him, now we are not sinners anymore. We restored our relationship with Him. So can you imagine, because of forgiveness, you restoring relationships with someone that you really love. But because of pride, you say, no, 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 no. No, no, no. I have my brother-in-law. He's not going to my mom's house if my sister's there. Actually, he's not going, but if my sister's there. Because they had, not the wife, the other sister. Because they had the fight, like the arguing with one another. I said 15 years, Patrick said maybe 20. I don't remember. Probably around that. They don't talk with each other. When my youngest sister is with us, my oldest can stay with, she comes and visits us and the two boys she has. But the husband never came back. Because one day they had a fight, like argument. No? How many years? He's not a Christian guy. But my sister is. My sister is. I should tell her. Amen. So in Matthew 18 is a story about the guy. The master, I won't read it, it's a long story. Matthew 18, 23 to 35, you can read later. The master he wanted to settle accounts with his servants. You know, his servant was owing money to him, was in debt. And I put here 10,000 bags of gold. Was a lot. And you know what he did? This guy, he fell on his knee and he asked for mercy. Have mercy on me. You know what the master did? The master said, you know, I will forgive your debt. I'll forgive you. I won't charge you for that. You were free. But as soon as that guy left the presence of his master, another guy, servant, came to him. And he came to him and said, you know, you owe me money. And I have how much? It was 100 bags of silver. So many times less than his. And when that servant said, you know, fell on his knee and asked for mercy, you know, can you forgive? Can you forgive? You know what he did? He refused. Forgive that servant. No, I'll put you in jail. You deserve that. And he put that guy in jail. And you know, when the master knew about it, he was so angry. And this is the way it works the kingdom of God. Because he's a parallel. God forgave us. He forgave us all our mistakes. My mistake was just, I was worrying about things. Oh, baby, your mistake was you killed some people. You were a murderer. Or some people was drug addict. Or some people were like prostitutes. Doesn't matter. He forgave us. It doesn't matter if it's 1,000 bags of gold, if 100 bags of silver. Doesn't matter because it was debt. It was a sin. And the master forgave us. So now, when I see this story, I see I have to forgive. I have to forgive. Because that guy, the master, put him in jail. He gave him to suffer in jail. So forgiveness is putting you in jail. It's holding you back. It's holding your hands to do things. How can you pray for someone? We're going to have communion in a few minutes. How can you have communion remember the Lord and remembrance of Him, and you cannot forgive anybody because it's what about? He died for us to forgive us. So He did for us, and why we cannot do for anybody, for the other person? So forgiveness is something that will make you better this year. I finished 2019 better. It was a great year. Why? Because I forgave everybody. I don't know if they will forgive you, but, you know, we do our part. We do what He called us to do. So forgiveness is something that I really want to share with you. So if you have someone to forgive, if you have to just pray, call, do whatever you have to do, what the Lord put in your heart. When you forgive and you restore your relationship with people from your family or friends, old friends, you know, you'll be light. You'll be free. Can you imagine that man? Oh, of course I will forgive you. My master, He forgave me. It was much more than you owe me. But you know, I will forgive you. So now let's walk together. Let's prosper together. Let's do things together. Let's fellowship. Let's rejoice. Let's have fun. So this is going to make us better. This is going to make us rejoice. There's nothing I'm holding in my life. There's nothing I'm carrying. It's too heavy. The Lord's asked you to take those baggages and then take out. Can you imagine? I came to Canada 14 luggage. My luggage was 14 suitcases. Like, luggage was really heavy. Yeah, 32 kilograms each plus 14. Backpacks. When I came to Canada, I released that. Now I have a place. So I'm lighter. So if things that we are carrying in our Christian life, and when you carry things like that, we don't make difference in this world. You think you're going to make difference in this world because one day the anointing will come upon you and you will start praying for people and people start walking, the lame will walk, the blind will see, the deaf will hear. So yes, I believe for supernatural power of God manifesting through our lives. I believe. We believe in revival and we need that for revival. But we make difference in this world when we will walk in love. When we forgive. People won't understand, but forgiveness is that important. You say, no, because God forgave me, I will forgive you. So think about it. I'll just stop in 5 points. I have 5 more. Lighters. Okay? I will talk more about... Do you want me to tell? No, I won't tell you. Just to come next week. But this week was like a little bit like... A little tough. But it's very important to hear that. If you want, no, it's a new year. And it's going to be a great year, church. And it's going to be a great year. When people come to this church, they won't just have the presence of the anointing, but everything is involved. The love of God, the mercy of God, the care of God, the joy of the Lord, the peace of God. They will have everything. It's a package. It's all included. All included. Come to Word of Life Church. You have all included. We love when you go to Mexico with all included. We can enjoy everything. When you go to a trip, we have to pay for food, for meal, for that. You go, I'll just have lunch. No, it's too much. If I have to pay for breakfast, lunch, dinner. My sister's here. She's traveling. She says, no, let's have lunch around 3, 4. Then we don't have to have dinner. Just a snack and that's it. It's expensive to pay for. But so we miss things. But when you have all included, and I want, and I declare in this family, not in this building, in this family, because our hearts, when people come to this place, they will have all inclusive. So love, joy, when come, we rejoice, we dance, we celebrate in His presence. Worship, just celebrate. We cry, we put down our knees on the ground and the floor, and then we praise, we have the Lord, His presence here. So then we will have a wonderful 2019. You know, the magazines are talking about maybe you have to try lottery, maybe you have to try something else, maybe you have to lose some weight, maybe you have to do this, that. So this is important. Get rid of pride, envy, love people, love your family, and forgive. Amen? Did you receive it? Yes. Amen. So yes, I would like, Emily, can you come and help us? Let's do communion. Let's have communion together. Let's say Emily's going to play piano. You can close your eyes. You can stand on your feet. Think about it. Pray about it. This is not the first time I'm telling you that. So pray if you have someone in your heart and you need to fix the relationship. Do it. I know. No, Pastor, you don't know how much I suffered because of that person. You don't know how what that person did against me, against my family, against... No, we forgive. The other day I saw a mother saying, so I just forgive him. I just forgive him. What the guy did? He killed her son. He was in jail and she said, no. What you'd like to do is, I just forgive him. Nothing I can do. I just forgive. Because if I carry that in my life, no, I won't live this life the way I should live. Amen?